Brady, a gun violence prevention nonprofit named for James Brady, who was shot in the head back in 1981 when John Hinckley also wounded Brady's boss, President Ronald Reagan, says the legislation signed into law last week will help hold the gun industry accountable and will prevent the future sale of assault weapons if that latter bill is clarified on certain points. Tanya Short is senior counsel for Brady.
So many of these are just refining or providing education or improving existing law, but then we do have some new laws, like the ghost gun law, like the industry accountability law that ensures that survivors and victims of gun violence can pursue claims against the gun industry. Prohibition on future sales of assault weapons is a big deal. None of these bills are new to the rest of the country. These bills have been passed in numerous states,
including California, where Short says deaths caused by gun violence are 40% lower than in Virginia. She admits the roadblocks to getting new gun violence legislation passed was easier in the recent General Assembly session, with Democrats controlling all three branches of the state government in Richmond.
Generally, yeah, it's very partisan. Polling shows time and time again that Americans really support the policies that we're pushing against, whether it's background checks or extreme risk laws, protections for victims of domestic violence, bans on assault weapons. These are predominantly supported by Americans all over the country, including gun owners.
Brady President Chris Brown says Governor Spanberger ushers in a new future, noting that for 4 years, past leadership in Virginia vetoed common sense gun violence prevention laws. Gene Marano, WFIR News.